Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Finally, get to settle down a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's been crazy this week.
It has been. And you know what? I'm looking at my week ahead. I think it's just going to be pretty much the same. I'm going to sleep in a little this morning. My daughter and I are going to bake my grandmother's holiday cookies that has been a tradition for years. And then wrap some presents, a little church a little later today, maybe some shoveling. And then I'm going to sleep. At some point.
I like that.
It just continues. I like that. It just continues. I'm going to jump in because we've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. 1686, Robinson Crusoe leaves behind his island after 28 years. And you know what? The only reason I'm talking about this is it was on Family Classics that I think I first heard the story of Robinson Crusoe. Right?
Yeah. Right. Now, was Gilligan with him?
I don't believe he was. I don't believe he was. That's funny.
He wasn't yelling, Skipper!
He was not.
Skipper!
He was not. But I got to tell you, I probably saw the movies before I read a lot of these books.
I did too.
Right?
Sure.
I mean,
Moby Dick.
Yeah.
And Robinson Crusoe.
Yes. But Family Classics, what a big part of all of our...
Growing up years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
For you, you probably saw them with Roy Leonard, but I remember Fraser Thomas doing
it. No. I remember, because I was born in 67.
Right. He would have been
Fraser
that,
did it until like 85, I think.
Oh, did he? Okay, right up until he passed away.
Yeah. I don't think I saw any with Roy Leonard. Maybe right after Fraser died, but I never watched him after that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that was 1686. 1823, A Visit from St. Nicholas by C. Moore was published in Troy, in the Troy, New York Sentinel. So there was a little story about Santa Claus in there. 1843, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens is published. 6,000 copies were sold. And back to Family Classics, here's an original preview that we got at from Fuzzy Memories. Let's take a listen.
Let's go!
A Christmas Carol, the classic screen adaptation of Charles Dickens' world-famous story about Ebenezer Scrooge and the three ghosts of Christmas. This is Fraser Thomas. I hope you can be here to see A Christmas Carol, Sunday afternoon at 3:30 on Family Classics here on WGN Television 9 in Chicago.
You know, he never did tape those bumps. He showed up Sunday after working all week and doing one or two shows, and he came in at 3:30, sat through the movie that he edited himself, and he'd buy pizza and food for the staff, but he would be there live, doing that live.
And you know what? That remains my favorite movie version of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
That one starred Reginald Owen.
Yeah.
I watched it at home the other night.
1938, I think.
Yes, I have it on a DVD. That remains one of my favorite versions, but simply because I grew up watching it.
Yeah. There's a 1951 also, but this one is absolutely the classic.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That's the one I grew up
Reginald
with.
Reginald Owen and Leo G. Carroll is in it.
Okay.
He was on Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Wow.
He was also in North by Northwest.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1938 version. Absolutely. 1882. Okay,
I'm done.
Okay. No, not at all. 1882, First String of Christmas Lights, created by Thomas Edison. 1888, Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh cuts off his left ear with a razor and sends it to a prostitute for safekeeping. I've never done that, Dave. Interesting. 1919, the American Meteorological Society.
Meteorological.
Thank you. Society was formed. And anytime I hear those words, I think of Tom.
Of course.
I think of Tom Skilling. Let's take a listen.
If anybody owns this place, it's me, Tom freaking Skilling. I could have you killed if I wanted to. As a matter of fact, hot shot, I'm about to kill you who owns this place, you little punk. Go ahead. Keep running, you coward. Let me go.
Get out of the way.
Well, I'm showing you who's going to let somebody go around here. Hello, weather. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to rain. What do you want me to do about it?
It's from the WGN Morning News. I love those guys. I got to tell you. The great Tom Skilling, of course. Let's see here. 1933, Fox Films signs Shirley Temple to a studio contract. 1946, Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, starring James Stewart and Donna Reed, premieres in New York. Let's take a listen.
Just a minute. Now, hold on, Mr. Potter. Just a minute. Now, you're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny-ante building alone, I'll never know. But neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character, because his whole life... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? Well, here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said that what'd you say just a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money before they even thought of a decent home? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them, until they're so old and broken down that do you know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath?
I got to tell you, absolute classic, and no better fitting segment to end with It's a Wonderful Life.
You bet.
An absolute classic. What's your favorite holiday movie, Dave?
I think that's it, and also the Reginald Owen version of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
those are holiday traditions.
I would say both those. I also like Christmas in Connecticut and Miracle on 34th Street,
yep.
But I can't get through without watching Elf, A Christmas Story, and Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, you know, there isn't one that I don't like that I would actually put down and say, no, I don't like this, and I'm not going to watch it, but I like Holiday Inn, and
Ooh,
you know those
all the
as
classics.
Well, right?
Yeah.
White Christmas, sure. Yeah.
What's your favorite holiday tradition coming up this weekend, Dave?
Actually, this is going to be kind of a wonderful time, because ordinarily I am here on Christmas Eve and or Christmas Day.
Yeah.
This year, for a number of reasons, I will be back home.
Good for you.
With Dad, and on Christmas Eve. We'll be able to spend the Christmas Eve together the whole day on Christmas Day. That's what I'm looking forward to. And if the weather holds out, if it's just going to be very cold tomorrow, I'm headed to Michigan for a little bit.
Good for you. Good for you.
Back at it on Tuesday.
Back at it on Tuesday. We're doing our Wigilia Polish Christmas with family on Friday. We have family coming over on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And so excited about that as well. I am not, because of Christmas being on this day, I have a pre-tape program. It's we taped it this morning. It's called a very special or Player Family Christmas special. And so my wife, my three children were in this morning. We taped a little bit talking about family traditions. We're also talking about the 60th anniversary of Hard Rock Coco and Joe and a conversation with Johnny Mathis. It's going to air almost close to my time slot at 1:30 in the morning after midnight mass and then sometime on Christmas Day. Stay tuned for that. I am not here for the next 2 weeks because they're both holidays and there's other pre-recorded programming. Steve and Johnny will be back doing their New Year's show. So I'm back, believe it or not, in the second week of January. But I will be filling in for Steve Grzanich on the opening bell this Tuesday through the following Wednesday, so you can catch me there as well. Merry Christmas to you, Dave.
Merry Christmas to you, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Because I'll be in for Steve as well as morning anchor.
We'll see you there, buddy. And
okay,
Joey,
man.
Happy holidays to you as well, my friend. Oop, did I lose
Joey?
You? There you are, Joey.
Thank you
Joey.
To you guys as well.
All right, thank you. And to Bob Ferguson and Aubrey as well, and to Roger Badish. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It's 5:01, and here are the top stories with Dave Schwann.